Sometimes when I get email responses about my reviews, one note that continues to pop up is that I am too critical of the script versus the actors and designers. Can't help it, folks. The script fashions the world of the play, and if it rings false, then there is little good actors and designers can do to save it. While I don't think Jack Heifner's Home Fires, which is the current offering of Chamberlain Actors Theaters, is a complete mess, it does have some serious issues that are hard to overcome. The Second World War is a deep well, and many wonderful plays have been written with that as a background. Home Fires is set in a boarding house in Texas where a normal family is trying hard to stretch every nickel in order to keep their own home fires burning. The house is populated by decent, hard-working, just plain folks, so you know they've got plenty of quirks to make the evening exciting. Rebecca Spence is Nettie Morris, the matriarch single mother whose no-good husband ran off before the play got started. Spence is demanding. She tries to rent out every available space in the house, choosing to make a few dollars over her own family's comfort. Spence has that bone-weary approach to running the house, and you know she has taken more than one shot to the chin trying to keep it all together. Her performance is very strong. Also turning in good performances and supporting roles are Ashlyn Landrum and Amy Berlin as war relief workers who may or may not be just good friends. Their Boston marriage becomes a small metaphor for the changing times as they try to weather out their stormy relationship and realize that some things change without any reason. Emily Turner does well with her role of a temptress. She has the moves that make the audience just hate her, and that's good. You don't want your villains bland, and Turner gives us one worthy of a 10-year run on a soap opera. Several newcomers round out the cast, including Charles Belt, Heather Yarborough, Kate Veers, and Miranda Webster. One of the things that truly delights me with Cat is their attention to the details on the technical side. Lynn Heath has created a very good set that looks like it could actually house 8 people and feed them all to boot. Elizabeth Nguyen has pulled together some wonderful period clothes, including some scandalous vintage lingerie for Miss Turner. She turns a seductive moment into a classic pinup and shows us she has the chops to tackle just about any assignment. Greta Daughtry's lights are good, and Buddy Bishop does a fine job on sound. Director Tony Cacioppo has taken a script that has a few too many holes and a couple of extra subplots and managed to wrangle out some good performances. I have a few minor quibbles, a couple of pacing moments, and one lengthy blackout, but she still has made Home Fires a production worth seeing. If this production is any indication of what's to come, Cat could have a mighty fine season. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.